You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, a good Friday afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for the airing of the grievances. We do have one open line. Man, you guys booked in early. Good. Thank you. It is brought to you by Q39 Championship Barbecue, Pit to Plate. Just go to Q39KC.com. You do get the honorary. You don't have one? She passes to Sam, who has a grievance.
I do. My grievance, very, very, very simple, is pimples. I don't get a lot of pimples. I haven't for a very long time. And I got one on the back of my left ear, and it's not poppable, and it just keeps growing. And as you can see, I wear my headphones on my left ear, and it's awkward. I've tried to switch all day to my right ear, and it's just this nagging, piercing pain.
It's because of the parasites.
I think so.
Yeah. You're eating too much heavy metal.
I need a moist and thick
discharge
excretion.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a doctor, but I'll take a look.
Maybe you can get back there, Dan, and use your fingernails and give it a little pop. The unpoppable becomes poppable.
Dan's going to try to smash it with a Bible like he did your
wrist. Do you remember that?
Oh, I remember that.
That hurt like hell. And it didn't work.
And you almost cussed on the air.
Please allow me to be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday. All right, let's go, ladies and germs. Keep in mind the host of your program. Even if we disagree with you, we cannot challenge your grievance. So please don't take the lack of a rebuttal as us accepting your grievance towards us. Perhaps I see a couple that might require that. We can't challenge your grievance. This is your show. These are your grievances. Sid in Leavenworth. Hello, Sid.
So my grievance is with you and Dana and your just complete lack of any integrity whatsoever when it comes to the Minneapolis shooting, which you immediately jumped the gun, declared that guy to be a murderer. Then other video comes out, which clearly shows she hit him with her car and had been following them around all week. And you guys haven't said a word.
Because, Sid, I
can't challenge.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
And that sounds like a challenge. Alex in Brookside. Alex, hello.
Yeah, well, now I've got another grievance with that previous caller. But that being said, I listen to you guys all the time. Love you. You're amazing. Thank you. I had one, but now I've got a second. My first one was Meyer Circle. They put the stop signs in. I was just driving through there. Person in the right lane went left. Person in the left lane went straight through, which you're not supposed to do, obviously.
No. And thus, circle.
And the stop signs make it worse. You should just roll through it. It should have been left the same. It's just idiot drivers. Number two, though, real quickly, is when people call in and say, oh, that screener I just talked to.
Yes.
I'm sorry, that's Sam Stevie, guys.
That's correct.
Sam Stevie. We know that. Okay? So let's get it straight there. It's not the screener. It's not the call taker. It's Sam Stevie. All right?
Or they'll
weekend,
say
guys.
Our. You they'll too. Say your screener.
So
like he's not my. He's his own being.
The show has over the years become very popular, but it is a bare bones organization.
Yeah.
There's you and me.
Ain't no fat to cut.
Sam is the guy who pushes the buttons and answers the phone. So when you hear somebody say KMBZ, what's your first name? That is Sam. We don't have some random guy answering the phones. That's Sam. We got Dan coming in and read the news and read the encyclopedia, and that's it. That's the show. There's no bells and whistles here. John in Overland Park. John, hello.
Hello, Dana and Scott. I'm from Overland Park, but that's not where I'm currently at the moment. And I don't have a grievance. I have a gratitude, Mr. Parks. Okay. If you hadn't told your story a while back about the clink and all that good stuff, I don't think I would have found myself here today. So
is that where you really don't give out the name? Is that where you are right now?
Yeah, 100%.
Good for you, John.
Made it. Today is day 15.
Way to go, brother. Way to go, yeah, man. So are you going to go outside tonight and play some pickleball?
we actually, the bags have been flowing pretty heavy around here with with some of the other people, but I'm not much of a pickleball guy.
Well, will you do me a favor? I've been remiss to not get out there and say hello to everybody. You know the usual suspects who work there. And I'm sure they're all the same. Will you please tell them that I said hello, that what they did, that there were a number of people. Dana was first out of the gate, but there were a number of people that saved my life. And I'm not going to name names on the air. I don't want to embarrass them. But I'm sure it's the same people that were there when I was there. Will you please tell them thank you, and they saved my life?
I would be more than happy to. After that, you know what time it is? It's dinner time.
No, I know. You have, actually, if I'm not mistaken, you have to give up your phone here in about 3 minutes.
We're getting there. So I'm wanting to. I just wanted to fit that in real quick. And like I said, I'm great, greatly from the bottom of my heart, because I don't think I would have done it without your story. So
you're giving me way too much credit, but I appreciate the call.
You deserve it all.
Be well, John. Thank you.
Tell everybody I said hi.
Will do.
All right. Bye bye. That's nice. Marcia in Eastern Shawnee.
Well, I'm a little bit nervous, so I have to picture everybody with noise-canceling headphones on. But I have a two-parter. And the first one is people who don't appreciate gratitude. But even more, I'm angry with a guy who calls Scott Parksy if he's the only one who can, because unless he has some trademark on it without violating some dumb social code, I want to say thanks, Dana and Parksy, for a great show.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for the laugh, Marcia.
Tom in Belton. Hello, Tom. Welcome.
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's up, man?
Sam, I was listening to the intro. Instead of taking in heavy metals, you might want to listen to it. That might help him out. But that's
nice.
Not the reason why I called. Why is it people that are overweight or obese, you call them fat or a fat, you know, F word, they get offended, it's disrespectful. Look, I had some medical issues when I was in my mid-20s. I struggled. I am 61 now. It took me 33 years to get to a 150. And I heard all the time, scrawny, skinny.
Yeah.
But that's not offensive. I have been put in the position at work to where I had to put in drywall, and it's like 12 inches between the HVAC system and the screw gun. And the screw, with the screw, before it's even driven in, barely I wedge it in there. Well, you do it because, well, you're telling me to do it because you're fat and you can't do it. But it's okay. You can call me scrawny. Why is that? And why is that not offensive?
That's a great point.
It aggravates me to no end. Oh, I get the crap work because I can fit in there.
Okay, man. All right. 913-586-7798. Steve, Nick, Brandon, you guys all hang tight. We'll get with everybody here in just a moment. We do have two open lines. If you want one, 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39, Championship Barbecue, Pit to Plate. Go to Q39KC.com. All right, we've got a full board, so when you hear somebody drop off, that is going to be your cue if you want to get in to call in. 913-586-7798. Steve in Overland Park. Hello, Steve.
Hey. All right, my grievance is y'all's coverage of that Minnesota shooting was grotesquely irresponsible.
Okay.
Steve, you've been heard. Thank you. I just looked outside. The sky, do you see it?
It's
purple.
Yeah, it is kind of purple.
So's the grass. The grass is purple. Yes,
what
it is.
You smoke?
Yeah, what do you want?
Yeah, it is. The grass is purple.
What do you want?
I just want you to agree with me. I'm looking right at it. It's purple.
I see where you're going. Mike in
there's video. There's photos of the grass.
Did you drop acid in
it? No, I think she's trying purple. I think she's trying to make a larger point. Mike in Blue Springs. Hello, Mike.
Hi, guys. First off, I want to say I'm a big fan of the show. Love you guys. Scott, you have no idea how much our lives are very similar. That said, I want to know if you will apologize, both you and Dana, and maybe Dan, if you guys would apologize because of what you guys said. That last caller brought it up. You immediately cut him off and started talking about purple grass.
No. Wait.
Nick.
Hang on for just a second. Let me insert just a little bit of realism here for a second, if I may. We did not cut Mike. We did not cut him off. He said that his grievance was with some of the comments that, that Dana and I made on, I think it was Tuesday of this week.
Yes, I was listening.
Okay. And he said he was very disappointed in the coverage, and I said, okay. And because I can't argue with your grievance, it's not allowed by the rules of this show. And we left the line, I want to be very clear here, Mike. We left the line open. He did not say another word. We gave him 5 seconds. He said nothing. And Dana says, okay. You have been heard.
Okay, and if that's the case, I do apologize. That's my bad.
He was willing to go on if he wanted to. He chose not to. I can't sit here as a radio. I didn't interrupt you. Please don't interrupt me.
You're right.
As a radio presenter, I cannot sit here and allow dead air to go on. If he's not going to comment any further, we need to move on. Now, please continue.
Okay, I'm sorry. That was my mistake. I misunderstood. However, that kind of goes back to why I'm calling to begin with. You guys were ready to judge, try, and execute that ICE officer based on one video, one way. Have you guys seen the video from the cop that was in front of the car?
We've seen all the video.
Did you see where the bullet hole was?
We've seen all the video.
Mike, am I allowed to have a conversation with you without trying to challenge you necessarily?
Scott, I'm so sorry. I'm just so passionate about this.
I understand.
Apologize.
I understand. Here's what I want to say very quickly, if I may.
Yes, I
think, and I said this on Tuesday of this week, and I don't want to get too into the weeds on this, and then
we'll probably
move on to some more lighthearted grievances after this.
Yes.
But your point is well taken, and I want to address it if I could very quickly.
No, absolutely.
You're right. And I said this on Tuesday, we live in a blue and red country right now where people didn't even need to, and I told Dana this during the commercial break, people didn't even need to see the video before they had already decided which side of this issue they were on. Okay. Now, having said that, I want to say two things very quickly, and then I'll let you respond, and then we're going to move on. I won't respond to whatever you say. You get the last word. Okay. Number one, any law enforcement official would tell you that that officer had no business being in front of a running vehicle. Every law enforcement official in America would tell you, you never stand in front of a running vehicle. Number two, you're right. We did come to some early conclusions on Tuesday after having watched the video. But I would also remind you that Kristi Noem, the head of Homeland Security, referred to this woman as a domestic terrorist before we even got on the air. You want to talk about a rush to judgment?
Okay. If this is Scott, actually, if you don't mind, I'd like to email you just so we could keep this dialogue open. Guys, this is not a hate on you guys. It was just an observation from a loyal listener.
Mike, thank you for the call.
Here's what I'm going to do, brother. I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to have Sam give you my work email. Please don't give it out to anybody else. Okay? Nick in Northern Missouri. Hello, Nick.
Hello. Hey, I hate to say this, Scott, but I've got a grievance with you.
Jeez Louise.
So excited for this one.
Well, everybody hates me.
A couple of days ago, you were talking about some list of 80s videos.
Yes.
And Dana made reference to that well-dressed guy with the slinky women backing him up on the video.
Red lipstick.
And you correctly identified him as Robert Palmer.
Huh? Yes.
And
God bless
she
him.
Then stated the name of the song.
Simply Irresistible.
Simply Irresistible. You told her she was wrong and said it was Addicted to Love. Actually, you're both right. You corrected Dana when she was actually correct, and that's my grievance. It's like you've got so many opportunities to correct her when she's wrong, And then you pick something where she's actually right and slap her down. And if you don't believe me, use the Google and look up Robert Palmer, Simply Irresistible, and you'll find out.
I don't need to. I'm going to take your word, and I will admit that I was wrong.
Nick, I can see those women in my mind's eye in their black dresses and their little black
slicked back hair. To love. In Simply Irresistible, there are multiple sets of women wearing multiple colored dresses.
I love
it. This director had absolutely no imagination whatsoever.
Clearly.
I agree with you on that.
We're still talking about it 40 years later.
By the way, Nick, if you ever need a great laugh, one of the dorkiest videos of all time is, I believe it's Journey.
Separate Ways.
Separate Ways. Thank you.
With the air keyboarding and air
drumming on a dock in San Francisco. Yes.
Oh, I remember when that was in, you know, regular rotation on MTV when I was in college. It's burned in the brain. Love the show, guys.
Yeah, have a great weekend, my friend. Brandon in Baldwin City. Brandon, hello.
Hey, how are you guys? Mm-hmm. Love you, show.
Thank you.
Hey, my grievance is with the show. First of all, let's give your screener a big shout out. He's freaking awesome.
Our screener is?
Yes. And my second point, here's my grievance. Dana's belly laugh. That gut-wrenching belly laugh. I need more of those Dana-isms. I go through my day, if I have a really bad day and I get on the radio and I hear these Dana-isms or Dana making that belly laugh, it sends me to instant goosebumps, instant laughter, and it just brightens up my day. You guys, with all these people saying all this negative stuff about the ICE stuff that's going on and about your comments, man, bring on the sense of humor. You guys are doing great.
Well, you know, I will say this. in a show. Hang on. We'll get to some Dana-isms here in just a second. That was 1 hour of a 20-hour week. And
1 hour of a very long 20-hour week.
And, you know, maybe in the future we just don't even bother doing hard news topics anymore. We just do fluff.
Just ignore
you know, I mean, because it just makes you piss off half the people. The other half say, yeah, you're right. Brandon, how many Dana-isms do you need, my friend?
Laughter is great for the soul. That's all I got to say.
Well, you give me a number. How many do you need?
20.
No. That's way too many.
Oh, in a day?
No, how many Dana-isms do you need right now?
Two. Give me two.
We'll give you six. Okay, here we go. You ready? Sam, I'll go first if you don't mind.
Oh, God. I twisted. I pulled. I heaved. I hoed. You've got to rub the thing off, and then you stick it back in, stick it back out, and you've got to really look at it to see what that level looks like. No, I like seeing them, and I like being right on down there.
Brandon, is that going to do it for you, buddy?
Oh, my God, you guys are so awesome with everything. You just crack me up. I love it. All right. Guys are so great.
All right, be well, buddy.
Oh, just crank it. Okay. I make all kinds of noises in here.
Sadie in Leavenworth. Hello, Sadie.
Well, hi. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Good. First of all, just have to sing your praises like everyone else. My younger brother, he is the most, like, mellow person on the face of this planet. He doesn't like much. He also doesn't dislike much. But he absolutely loves you guys. And it's just fun to see him, how much he enjoys you. So thank you for that.
Thank you for letting us.
So sweet. You're good. My grievance, I'm a middle school teacher. My grievance is with parents who plan these vacations to go on with their family during the school year. It's not so much the vacation, because usually I'm kind of jealous of where they're going, but it's more that the parents want the teachers to prep all of the work and give the kids all the copies before they leave. And then that's not the grievance. The grievance is when they come back from a week in sunny Jamaica, nothing is done.
Ooh.
So, yeah, it's just a little bit frustrating for me.
It's hard to get all your work done in Jamaica, right?
Have you ever been to Jamaica, Sadie? It is. Dana's right. It's very distracting.
Scott, I am a teacher, and I am from Leavenworth. What do you think the answer is?
The answer is you've never been to Jamaica.
Hey, I ain't either, Sadie.
You know, it's on the bucket list, but I imagine between all the virgin pina coladas they're drinking and the sunbathing they're doing, it is a little hard to do their social studies homework.
Sadie, have a great weekend. Be well. Rare moment when we have some open lines. A couple of people dropped off during the break. So if you want to jump in, this is your chance. 913-586-7798. Let's go to Kurt in Lenexa. Kurt, good afternoon. Where are you? You're on line 8. Hello, Kurt.
Yeah. Hi, guys. How are you?
We're doing well, man. Thanks.
Happy Festivus Friday, and have a shot for me, either Scott or Dana.
That's probably best I don't.
Right. I know. I already got your reservations for Funky Town this evening. So I have the tears and jeers for you. Cheers, first of all, to MoDOT for finally figuring out a solution to the problem with the downtown airport, because I can't tell you how many times I've had to divert myself taking either Uber or Lyft passengers past the airport, and I'm having to finagle to go somewhere else. So at least they have a temporary solution to this problem. And to the jeers, as far as that Minnesota thing is going, I'm not going any further with it, because I've already heard the backlashes from this and that and everything. I did hear what former Governor Jesse Ventura said. They interviewed him. He was on a TV station, and he had some very interesting comments talking about 1930s Germany.
All right, Kurt, let's not go down that road. I saw the interview as well.
No, I'm not going down that road. But the tears is the best thing, and I hope everybody has a good weekend, and we'll see what happens with that thing.
All right, man.
Sure, thanks.
Mike in KCK. Mike, hello. Mike, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
It's Mark.
Mark, I beg your pardon.
Hey, guys. Hope everybody, thank you for taking my call, first of all. And hope everybody has a good Friday and a good weekend. Unfortunately, we had some bad things happen, and my grievance was with the media, because they always do the same thing and fall into the same category every time when something like this happens. And Scott, you were saying the guy shouldn't have been standing in front of the vehicle. Well, this woman was stalking them and harassing them all day long. They were probably getting ready to arrest him, and that's probably why he was standing there.
Okay.
And the media, I just got done watching Bria Berry saying there's two versions of what happened. No, there's just one version.
I agree. Mark, happened. I absolutely agree with you there. We have looked at the video. We have looked all of the new video today. That is the first thing you said that I agree with. There is one version of what happened here. I've seen it with my own two eyes.
Unfortunately, people get two different things out of the one version, and the media always falls in line with what their narrative always is.
It's because grass is purple, Mark. Just go with it.
That's the last call we're taking on what happened in Minneapolis. I'm not doing this on a Friday night. You know, I'm not doing it on a Friday night. John on line 3. John, hello.
Hey, guys. Sorry about all that stuff. But my grievance is with people that do not know to slow down when you're blocking the lane after you wipe out a deer. Slow down. Pay attention to everything around you. Not just the car, but the deer that I ran over was in the middle of the lane, and people were dodging it after they realized it was there.
Well, let me ask you, John, did it flip up and back when you hit it?
No, it went forward down the highway.
Oh, God.
It went like 200-300 feet down the road at a bridge, so not like they could swerve to a shoulder or anything. They had to swerve to miss the deer and either hit the bridge or go in the left lane, and I was blocking the left lane before that. So, so just pay attention, people.
John, do appreciate the call, man. Have a great weekend. I'm only going to share this because I think it's funny or interesting. T last night on her way home from work stopped to grab a few things on the way home, and she was hit by another car.
I am so sorry. I forgot to ask you about that today. We were on the air, and he's like, hey, I got to take this. I think she's been in a car wreck.
Yeah.
I just forgot. I am so sorry.
No, it's fine. It wasn't serious. But T drives a pickup truck. She's from Lansing, right?
Okay.
So she's in Wyandotte County. I don't know where she stopped. Maybe some place in Bonner or something on the way home. Anyway, this woman hits her truck. They get out. It's enough damage that KCKPD had to show up.
Okay.
The woman says to Tasha, is that your husband's truck? Dang!
Wow!
And Tasha's like, no, he doesn't even know how to use power tools.
A woman can't drive a truck?
The woman gets out of her car.
Wow!
Looks at Tasha as they're exchanging information and says, is this your husband's truck? And Tasha says, no, it's mine.
Wow. It would have been very hard for me to not go, I'm sorry, what did you just say?
I only wanted
that. That's like that. Remember the door-to-door salesman that time that I said, no, we're not interested in, you know, your vacuum cleaner.
Is the man of the house
here? Is the, no.
Decision maker.
Is the decision maker of the house here.
I'll show you decision making.
I'll show you the decision maker, buddy.
Kurt in Raytown. Hello, Kurt.
Hey, guys. I have a bit of an odd grievance. So mine is against Dodge drivers.
Oh, like Dodge general. Challengers and all that stuff?
Generally, all of them. I don't know what happens when people get into Dodges, but they become the most aggressive hard drivers on the road. I have personally been cut off more times than I can count by Dodge drivers who treat the highway like their personal drag strip. And I'll throw Nissan Altimas in the mix as well, just because it seemed to fall along with each other. So yeah, Dodge drivers, I have a huge grievance with.
Kurt, I have spent half of my driving life driving a Dodge, and I could not agree with you more. There is the Mopar effect, and even when I was in a Mopar, if I saw a Dodge Dart...
What's a Mopar?
It's a Dodge.
Okay.
If I saw a Dodge Dart, I would dart the other direction, because there was something bad was about to happen.
Yeah, I don't understand what happened. Like, I get there's a lot of power in them, but man, they just become the most aggressive on the road. And I will never understand what happens.
Mopar or no car, baby.
Okay, I don't even know what the words coming out of your mouth even mean. Mike in Topeka. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
First off, I guess I got to say, if you can't dodge it, ram it. You know.
Very nice.
So my grievance is with advertisements for movies that you'll see an advertisement for a movie and it's great. And you really want to see it. And they're like coming soon to a theater near you. And then you look it up and the closest theater is like 300 miles away. Why show me the advertisement? There's no chance in heck I'm driving 300 miles to see a movie. I don't care how good it is.
Okay.
But yeah, that's my grievance.
All right, man. Hey, glad we got you in. Joe in Harrisonville. Joe, hello.
Hey, guys, how are you tonight?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
Hey, I was saying on the phone, I have been a loyal listener since probably day one, Shannon and Parks. I have a mug. Love the program. It's been a long week for everyone. I want to thank you guys for just going through it and doing what you do and trying to make things better. And the grievance I have is, before COVID, you guys used to go out and do areas, live shows and stuff where people could come in and meet and greet. Mm-hmm. And you haven't done that since COVID. And the question is, why not? And can we go back to it?
That is, and we've gotten this grievance before. I'm not saying it's not a good grievance. I'll just give you the answer that Dana and I have always given. And quite frankly, that's above our pay grade. We don't It's not like pre-COVID, Dana and I would sit around and say, hey, which 54th Street do you want to hit up this month? And, you know, we'd go to the one in Leawood or the one in Lee's Summit or whatever. We go where we're told. It's a simple, I mean, just because our names are on the show doesn't
within
mean
reason.
We really control. Just because our names are on the show doesn't mean we really control the show. And people tell us, hey, we need you to be here and here and here, whatever. We have not been told we need to be here, here, or here in quite some time, and so we haven't gone.
And Joe, I appreciate the thoughts, and I appreciate the call and everything you just said. And Scott is such a better human than I am in certain ways that one of our, you know, listeners said, let's have a dialogue about this. And Scott, you were gracious enough to give out your email. Mm-hmm. If I had to have one conversation about this over my private time during the weekend with anyone, even the people closest to me in my life, I would grab the nearest dull, serrated knife and I would shove it into both of my eyeballs and twist. I'm going to leave here, probably drink a bottle of wine and not leave my house all weekend. We're going to watch Wheel of Fortune reruns
it's not
on
a rerun.
The game show network where, by the way, they just play them on a loop.
Yeah, they do.
And for 48 hours, you can just live in a world like everything right now is normal.
Can we talk about the woman who was named Tequila earlier this week?
I want to talk about the blonde that missed every single puzzle.
She
in
was
the
dumb.
Most
okay.
hilarious way I've ever
all
seen in my
guys,
entire life.
Furs Cafeteria, the dinner's already over.
No, I'm telling you.
Furs Cafeteria's already closed.
Put your tapioca pudding down. We got some more grievances.
Furs Cafeteria's already closed, Sam.
Y'all sounding mature in there.
Did you just go full-blown Mississippi on me? Y'all sounded too mature in there. Why don't you put some chew in your mouth?
Reel it in now.
Dakota in Lee's Summit. Hello, Dakota.
Love the show. Just wanted to say I have another grievance. Scott, I had to show my coworkers the hippo video, and now my YouTube algorithm is messed
yes.
up.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You are secondly, more than welcome.
Secondly, AI is irritating, too, because my coworker would not stop showing me videos that apparently it's AI created, but that Dodge was coming back out with the Viper. And my final thing is, my gratitude is I got a raise at work.
Oh, good for you,
oh,
man.
Good for you.
That's great. Good for you.
Thank you.
Hey, by the way, hey, keep watching those hippo
No.
Well, it's better than some of the other options out there right now. I will give Scott that.
It's nature. This is how they defend themselves.
But if a human did it, it would be a whole different conversation.
Would it?
I don't know, was it in a wig store?
I don't know. Somebody's attacking me from behind. I might poop on them. That's quite possible. Gotta run. Goodbye.
If you can do that on command.
913-586-7798.
I don't know if I'm concerned or impressed.
By the way, if you're joining us late, we were watching a cheetah attacking a hippopotamus from behind.
We do not need a replay.
And I did not know this. But hippos have a very, very unique way of defending themselves and from behind. Yeah. And I would just encourage you, if you get home, get onto YouTube or maybe on Facebook Reels and check it out. We do have a couple of open lines if you want to grab one. Jennifer, Brent, Hippie, you guys hang tight. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Let's go to Brent. By the way, this hour is brought to you by Q39 Championship Barbecue Pit to Plate. Go to Q39KC.com. Brent, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello. How are you all?
We are well.
Excellent show again. A longtime listener, first-time caller. Oh. Two things at the airport, not about the airport, but about people at the airport. They don't know what the band around the luggage carousel means to stand behind, so they block everybody from being able to see the luggage. And then the people that pick up the arrivals up in the departure area and mess up the departure drop-off. Hmm. So my two grievances, love our show, and hope y'all have a great year.
It's a great grievance, but that's also a great trick when you're trying to save time.
Overseeing your violator.
Two departed arrivals are arriving tomorrow. I know. It's getting better.
Yvonne in Blue Springs. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. My grievance is also with the airport, but mine's with the restaurants in the airport. I don't mind supporting local with the restaurants, but I do mind having to get something that I don't want in order to get something to eat or drink at the airport.
Hmm.
I'm a fan of Starbucks, and I know Starbucks is a big corporate, but I wouldn't drink any coffee last week when I flew out because I don't like other coffee places.
Oh, you know, they tried. It's a good. I understand what you're saying, Yvonne. You have your own opinion, and that's fine. But like, they tried to go hyper local for a reason. Like, Parisi's in there for a reason because there's a Starbucks on every corner across the street from the other Starbucks, right? And I love that they tried to go local. I really do.
I do too. Deborah in Overland Park. Deborah, hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Good evening. I have a grievance and a gratitude. My grievance is when people are in turning left with those double left turn lanes, and the person in the inner lane starts to swerve into your lane, and you have to stop so you don't hit them. So yeah. It's like, people, pay attention when you're turning left. But my gratitude is, it's the first time I've called. I'm so excited, and I just love all of you, Sam and Dan and Dana and Parks. You guys make my day, and I've been listening for years and years, and you said you had lines open. I'm like, I'm going to see if I can get on. So hope you guys have a great year.
Deborah, I'm so glad you did. Thank you for calling, and I hope you have nothing but a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
Be safe and be well.
Be well.
Jennifer, Lee Summit. Hello.
Hello. I was going to complain about truck stops. That was going to be my grievance. But then I heard the Dodge guy, and I'm like, you know, I'm in my truck all week, and if I get a chance to get my Dodge out of the garage on the weekend, he should just Dodge me because I'm going to enjoy it.
Right on. From the text line, this is from 7680. My grievance is that you never mention grievances that come in on the text line.
Oh. Well, there you just did.
I feel like we do that way too often, too. Somebody will grieve on the text line about people not reading text grievances, and we only read that one. And back to the calls.
It's not by design. It's just a lot of the texts that are coming in tonight have to do with a certain topic that I just don't feel like talking about anymore, quite frankly. I think it's a Debbie Downer on a Friday night.
From the text line, my grievance is that hippos don't do that to retaliate to their spouses when they're snoring.
How do you know?
Well,
is anybody filming at night while they're sleeping?
I feel like that would wake you up.
Speaking of hippos, let's go to Hippie in Kansas City.
I love the name. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's been a while since I've called in. Hey, Scott, this is for you, all right?
Okay.
Yeah, baby!
Yay!
Hey, the reason I'm calling in, and God love them. I love our emergency and first responders. I do. I really respect their job. They got to do something with their lights, those disco lights at night. Have you ever run across those things at night now?
Well, yeah, on the way home, every once in a while, there's somebody who's pulled over.
Yeah, and when you're coming back from the middle of Kansas and it's dark out there, I swear they can see those lights from the ISS. They are so bright, and once you go by them, you can't see for 20 miles.
Yeah. Do you get those little floaters in your eyes like I do, Hippie, where it's like,
yes, red, blue, and white.
Yep.
Well, drugs are bad, kids.
One more thing.
Yeah.
I want to just say this. I've heard people say they don't like truck drivers, you know, their trucks are slow and all this. But you know what? I don't like them either. But I drive one. I like to say we're like lawyers. We're a necessary evil.
Oh, I would never think of a
truck
driver that way.
I don't know how anything would get from point A to point B without you, and I think you guys are among the safest drivers out there, Hippie.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Where'd you get that nickname? That's not your real name.
When I first started this company about 33 years ago, I had hair. I was a metalhead, and I had hair down my back.
That a bit.
And one of the guys said, "You know what your handle is? What's that? Hippie." That'll work with me.
I love it.
So that's how I got it.
Be well, my friend.
Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
You do the same. Thank you, buddy. Chris in Overland Park, we got 30 seconds. Can you do it?
I can do it, and thank you for taking my call.
You bet. Go ahead.
To the guy in the 2000 model green Chevy Silverado eastbound with a Missouri plate, you have no taillights or brake lights.
Oh, God.
Your headlights are on, but no taillights or brake lights.
How do people not know that?
Today is the anniversary of the iPhone and iTunes. The iTunes debuted in 2001. The iPhone debuted today in 2007.
iTunes came out almost 20 years before Spotify?
Who knew? Birthdays today. Dave Matthews. You're such a jerk. Dave Matthews is 59. Kate Middleton, Her Royal Highness, is 44. Jimmy Page is 82. We got to run. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Be well. And be good to one another. Have a great weekend. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.